Hey, this is Bradley Weber. I'm one of the pastors on staff here at Forward Church. Listen, I'm so glad you tuned in to today's podcast. I hope it challenges you and inspires you to go after God and be all that God's called you to be. Enjoy today's message.
All right, we're going to get ready to go to work now. And as you can see, and I know he doesn't want a big introduction. Alman has been with us before. You know his track record. He's come in today from Jacksonville because I shared with him what happened in the gym the other morning. I'm in there working out, and the Holy Spirit out of nowhere just goes, wrong highway. Wrong highway? How in the heck can I be on the wrong highway? I'm sitting in here in this gym. I'm in Chiefland. There's no, what in the world? And then he began to speak to me, because the next thing we're supposed to be talking about this morning in our walk of faith is the L, which is leadership. And he said, come under my leadership. That was the next thing he said. Come under my leadership. I said, okay, I'll come under your leadership. And he said, I'm going to develop through you the message for Sunday. Wait till you hear these stories. You'll know God is right on point. We're on a wrong highway in our society, in our culture. Our young people and children are taking the wrong highway. And we are permitting it. I'm not going to be preaching and teaching. I'm going to be giving you information. And we're going to be sharing stories that's going to blow your minds. And we're going to give you scriptures. It is so dangerous to sing, rescue the perishing, care for the dying. Can I tell you two things I've learned? 40 years of ministry, 30 in education. Education and the body of Christ are living in silos. My grandfather was a farmer. Long as everything's cool in here, we don't give a rat's tail what's going on out there. But he didn't call us in here to have a celebration time. That's in heaven. He called us to get back out to the front line and rescue these young people or any others that have broken lives. So I'm going to bleed this story, and I'm going to give it to you because I want you to tell us this is going to blow their minds because we're on the wrong highway. So I shared with you guys last Sunday morning that when Chiefland was playing Trenton, I'm not going to go deep into that story, that Joshua was called and invited to go to the game. Get ready to tag this, okay? And, of course, he didn't go because the guys that he was going to be going with were going to a party afterwards. And don't we as parents let that happen. Parents are afraid of their kids.
Well, that's the first mistake.
Parents are afraid of kids.
I got you.
And they don't want to stand up and say, no, you're not going.
I got you.
All right, now listen, that was the same Friday night.
That would be the same Friday night, you know, as my little brother, older brother said. I live over in Jacksonville, and if you've been catching the news, you notice about every day someone dies in Jacksonville. I mean, it's going nuts. But that Friday night would happen to be the same Friday night that I was in Atlanta, Georgia. I was in Atlanta to speak for 1,500 kids. But I have a lot of friends who are calling and checking on me because they never know where I am. So at a football game over in Jacksonville, Florida, you had a 16-year-old boy who at the football game shot and killed a 19-year-old boy and wounded two other kids. But during the course of the football game, there was like this big ruckus, so the cheerleaders and the players at the game had to lay down on the field. Now, I want you to think about that for a moment, because sports is what usually brings communities together. It's the one place that you can go and you can have fun. But here in the middle of town, we got cheerleaders and players having to lay down in the middle of the field, and then after the game, you have that. But that wasn't where it stopped. On the way home, a basketball player over in Jacksonville plays at Bishop Kenny High School, which, it's an elite high school, lots of money. He decides to go to a party with some friends. He's driving home. Well, he never made it home. He was in a tragic car accident. His car ended up in a little ravine. Now, this kid was a good student and was probably headed to Duke, one of those places to play ball. So that was on Saturday night. So I'm getting this call in the middle of the night because I know the kids, and I'm like, wow, this is interesting. But then you fast forward the next day in Jacksonville, and you have the guy who goes to the gaming thing, and he shoots 11 people. and four of them die. So I'm like, this is getting really interesting. I'm still in Atlanta. I'm thinking, man, there's a lot of pressure on me. I've been talking to Dennis a lot lately because I feel like he knows that my favorite person in the Bible would be Moses. And I feel like I'm in a situation to where we're losing so many kids. By the way, just so you know, here's what statistics will say. The second cause of death for kids ages 10 to 24 is suicide. Now, if you are an adult and you just heard that, and that doesn't make you go, wait a minute, something's bad going on, you probably just need to go ahead and check out because you're living in a fantasy land. So the kid that died in a car accident, tragically, had a best friend who played basketball at Providence. You may have heard of Providence High School. It's another prominent high school, and it's where Grayson, he played ball, the kid from Duke. Well, this kid commits suicide because his best friend just dies in his car wreck. He knows that they were at a party. He knows that they were drinking. He knows that they shouldn't have let the kid drive away. I told you there's two things that the devil uses. He uses guilt and fear. And when you feel so guilty about a situation that you no longer want to be here, that's a problem. So my insights became, you know, what we got to do is, I mean, listen, I know you guys love social media, and I know you think it's really, really cool, but I'm here to tell you, people are living in fantasy worlds. And because we feel that when we read social media that everybody, because everybody posts what's perfect, right? They posted they're out eating good food. They posted they're doing all this good stuff. So the song that was just saying about you're not alone, well, see, I think that's the issue. I think the issue is most kids feel that they are alone. I know because I spent the whole year in Chiefland coming to schools on Mondays and Tuesdays, and I tell you, I got information that I know no one else got. Because kids feel like they can talk to me because I don't BS kids. I'm not that guy. I don't have time to waste. Like, I'm in a sense of urgency right now. I feel like I'm running out of time.
Pause right there. Can we do that? Are you with me?
Oh, you know. Listen.
Because we've been working for a long, long time.
Yeah.
Say that word again. A sense of what?
A sense of urgency.
All right, Joshua, if you will, listen real close now. I know that we're the body of Christ, but I'm not about playing church. I want you to listen to this song by Foreigner. Many years ago, Joshua, I only want about 2 minutes of it because it gets pretty tough. As you, how many remember Foreigner back in the day? All right? And urgent, this is what's funny to me. I don't know if I want this really taped tonight or today or not, because there are people in our county that talk about the sense of urgency in education, a sense of urgency. But I don't see it. I hear it, but I sense it. I see it, and my heart is broken as I see what's going on with kids and the bullying and the suicidal attempts and the cutting.
Oh, little brother, let me just tag to you. I can't. Listen, this is going to get hot in here today. I mean, I keep telling him, I don't know why you bring me over here because, you know, I'm not a pastor. I just say what I'm going to say. I don't know any better. But you can't keep telling people when they meet you, they ask you how you're doing, and they say better than you deserve. I'm here to tell you, yeah, better than you deserve, because you ain't doing the right thing, because you know that you haven't been taking care of kids, because you know that it's wrong. So when I hear you say better than you deserve, you know what I'm saying to myself? Yes, you are doing way better than you deserve, because you're not right. And I believe that there's a point in time where we just got to do what's right. Quit talking about it. I mean, you talk about it all you want to, but at some point, you better do what's right, because this thing's urgent right now. We run out of time.
It's what?
Oh, it's urgent, brother. We run out of time now.
Turn to somebody and say, wrong highway.
That's a little old school right there, baby. Yeah, that's old school right there.
You won't.
Bible says in Galatians chapter 6, 7 and 9, I'm loud up here. Be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh, shall the flesh reap corruption. But he that sows to the Spirit, shall the Spirit reap life everlasting. Listen real close. Now come with me to the cross. This is going to blow your mind. Matthew chapter 27, 39 to 41. Listen closely. And if you're sitting here mocking this right here, you're probably the same kind of person that would have been at the cross. Listen. The people who were gathered by shouted blasphemies at Jesus. They shook their heads at him. Listen. Chief priests too, and the scribes and the elders all mocked him. And the Spirit of the Lord gave me this quote for this house. Mockery is the worst sign of self-deception. Mockery is the worst sign of self-deception. I wanted you to get that so you would understand the world sees urgency. The world sees, come on, brother, pick me up in just a second. The world sees cute-looking girls, and the world sees good-looking guys, and they go, how can we put them together to crush them? And the church plays on. And the church plays on. Because we don't understand we're on the wrong highway. And we stay away from pastors who tell the truth. I used to live by that song. Urgent, man, it's got to happen tonight. It's got to go tonight. These kids are the same way. And they're going to parties. And we're even providing the alcohol for them. And we go to church on Sunday.
See, that's not called leadership. I mean, I just don't understand as an adult, you know, forget about that, you know, I'm a father and a grandfather, but I just don't know as an adult how you see a kid doing something wrong and not say anything. I mean, I can't quite reconcile that, but certainly as a parent, God hasn't made a kid that's going to tell me what he's doing. I'm just telling you. God, you know, I'll deal with God on that issue later if I got to deal with him on it later. But you haven't made a kid that's going to tell me where they're going, when they're going, and how they're going and all that. Oh, you can do that, but you ain't come back to my house. I mean, that's just the way I see it. You know, kids, I'm a simple man. And so when you're looking at commercials, they always fascinate me. Because every commercial that I see about alcohol, everybody's pretty. I've never seen a commercial about alcohol where the people weren't pretty. Have you guys? They all on beaches. Everybody, you know, body look exactly like you want it to look. Well, that ain't the world I live in. I mean, listen, I'm just telling you. So I don't understand how you reconcile it in your head that's right. See, truth is truth. I mean, you can tell me all day that if I drink, and I drink obsessively, some good stuff gonna happen. That's a lie, man. We all know it. How many times do we have to see this story and how this story ends before we decide that the ending needs to be different? I mean, this is not rocket science, young people. I always tell kids, if you think you're getting away with something, you're not. My grandfather made it pretty clear. You can pay me now, pay me later, but you're going to pay me. Because that's what life does. Life is one big kick in the pants, one right behind the other.
So let's go to the first letter out there on that wrong highway. Ready? Attitudes.
Whew.
So let's talk about Luke chapter 12, verse 15. And then I'm going to hand it right back to you. We doing good?
Man, look here.
Luke 12, 15. Watch out.
I'm going to run around here in just a minute because I'm feeling pretty good. I'm just telling you.
Watch out. This is not, by the way, this is not like, yeah, put it on the young people. No. This is for all of us. Watch out. Be on your guard against all kind of things. Life does not consist in the abundance of possessions. What does that mean? That means I might have a nice vehicle, but I can still drive that old Ranger. That's my identity is not in that stuff.
True.
Hold on. I may like Ohio State, but my identity is not in Ohio State. A lot of times I just use this to have a point of contact to talk to those who like sports. But it's not my life and death.
Nope.
It's not my life and death. So the first thing that can put us on the wrong highway is our attitudes. Carelessness. Man, I'm watching what I want to watch. I'm not talking about TV. I'm watching what I want to watch.
Listen, attitude is everything. So parents, let me help you out. If your kid come in the house or they wake up and their attitude not right, why are you dealing with that? You can't have a bad attitude in my house if you ain't paying any bills. I mean, I'm just saying. There's certain things you can't do. Mamas, I mean, look, man, I love you mamas to pieces. And I know that you feel like you have to nurture everybody. And you feel like that, you know, you don't want to be too hard on your kid. Let me tell you something. The one thing I know about God, and everybody always, see, they get this all mixed up. Because they always talk about, you know, he God's cool. And let me tell you something. When you don't do what God say, he's sending locusts. There's a famine. So that doesn't sound like a person to me who's all humble and shy. That sounds like a person to me say, I am it. I run this, and it's going to go my way. That's what it sounds like to me. Now, I could be wrong. I'm just a little country boy. I know a little bit by a little bit. But it sounds like to me that when God say it, that pretty much ends it. Ain't no back talking and all that. Well, you talk back if you want to. Probably not going to end good for you. Ask Pharaoh. Just not going to end good for you. So your attitude's everything. If you waking up in the morning, you got a bad attitude, you better check that before you start getting in people's face. Because your attitude determines how high you're going to soar. I'm just telling you right now. That's going to get you to where you want to be. So if your attitude bad, first of all, you need to consider, why is it bad? What have you got going on in your life that's so bad? Kids, if you don't have a go-to person, find one.
Say that again, please.
If you don't have a go-to person, find one.
Would you describe what a go-to person
is? So here's the thing. Lots of people like to say, well, you know, their home lives. Well, guess what? The library is full of a bunch of role models. And there are some good people in your neighborhood. See, now if you go back old school, the whole neighborhood raised the kids. See, the problem now is you don't even know your neighbors. That's an issue. I talked to my brother this week about a story. See, most people live with one story, and that's the problem. If the only story you live with is that one story that said, well, I grew up in Chiefland, I grew up in a bad home, nobody ever done it. If that's the only story that you hear, then that's what you're going to believe. That's the one you're going to believe. If I'd have been listening to my story that I grew up in Baldwin, poor, my family divorced, look at you, you're in the South, I'd have never met this man. We'd never get to hang out. We couldn't be more different if you look at us, but we couldn't be more alike if you get to know us. But that's because we didn't look at one story. So you better find, you're not alone. There are people that know what you are dealing with and going through. The reason our young people are just checking out, no value of life, it's because the leadership's not checking in.
Say that again.
They're not checking. Man, how can you not know what your kids are doing? How can you not know what your kids are listening to? How can you not know their passwords on their phone? Are you kidding me? So if I'm a kid, of course I'm checked out because you checked out. You checked out a long time ago.
All right. I need all the parents. Come on, all parents stand up with me, please. Parents, just stand where you are. Any parent, will you stand? I want to pray over you right there. The next thing we're going to talk about is actions, because that just went right into it. I want to pray over you. And Robin and I are standing. Father, would you forgive all of us as parents for having no excuses? Sometimes those plates get so full, and we sometimes mentally check out. But we would ask this morning that you would forgive us as parents, because when children see us checking out, they check out. Father, I thank you for that insight, that wisdom that we've just received. We will stay checked in, and we will keep guard over our homes in the name of Jesus. And God's people said, give yourselves Amen. A big round of applause. So on the wrong highway, let's go to the second A. Are you ready? Our attitudes can put us out there, but then start watching the actions. Because by the way, this isn't about just teenagers. When adults tell you, man, I'm not on the wrong highway. Well, Robin and I were coming out of St. Augustine a couple years ago, and dadgum, if Siri didn't get us on the wrong highway, if I could have ever cussed, I'd have cussed then. Probably did. I don't know. I'm not going back there. I'd rather be spiritual than religious.
Amen. Let me
say. I'd rather be spiritual than religious.
That's why I love him. Hey, if you guys want to know why I'll drive 2 hours, I'll go anywhere for this guy right here. Because he's real. Because he's a kingdom thinker. He's real. That's way different than religion. I hope you know that. He's a kingdom thinker.
So, God's presence is here, guys. So how can I see that I'm on the wrong highway? I want to give you just one verse, and I know you're going to jump on this. Proverbs 18:9 says this. Listen closely now. You think about our young people. You think about your own life. Joshua, the other night we were getting ready to go to Robin's favorite place to eat. Barbecue Bill's.
Look at her face.
And it was good. But as we went out to the vehicle, I saw some limbs and things in the yard. How many have been catching the rain? Okay. So you know me, a non-lazy person. I just went walking around. And Josh, he kind of lit into me about it. Like, Dad, don't you ever stop? Of course not, ever. A lazy person is as bad as someone who destroys things. Listen closely. I'm going to hand it then to Almond. The universe doesn't give you what you ask for with your thoughts. It gives you what you demand with your actions.
Again, part of our situation and why we are where we are and going through what we're going through is people keep walking past problems.
Say it again.
How are you going to keep walking past problems? That makes, again, no sense to me. There's a problem. You know you can solve it. Why aren't you solving it? You know, I remember in my house that if there was something laying on the floor, and if you walk past it, my mother would be like, hey, man, what's wrong with you? You don't walk past a problem in here. You pick that up. You put that where you go.
So let's take a break right there, Omen. I'm going to need one of the young people, maybe two young men after the service. I need for a couple of young men, teenagers, to come pick up the remains from communion and help those who lead this. If you don't know what to do, then you find someone who does. And you simply go, no, you don't walk past it. You walk up to it, you pick it up, and you go and throw it away. This should be the training ground. The body of Christ, the local church, should be a training ground.
Yes.
Watch this. Oh, I don't get paid for that. But he paid for you to be in his family.
Look, not everything is tied to money. I mean, people need to understand that. You know, I was just looking at the scripture about possessions. I got to jump on that real quick. Let me tell you something. Nobody don't want your stuff. You know, when you're an older person and you check out of here, your kids don't want to have to come to your house and go through all your stuff. So those possessions that you think you have, they all belong to God anyway. You know, people make fun of me. You come to my house, I live in a 3-bedroom, 2-bath condo on the water. You come to my house, I promise you, I can move out of my house in less than 6 hours. I'm gone. Because nobody wants your stuff. It's about being efficient. It's not about being lazy. If you learn to be efficient, you'll find out you have more time than you ever thought you have. The reason that people don't have time, they run around doing nothing. Just talking. Just talking. Just talking. It drives me nuts. Hey, I got on my young lady today. She was talking to me about math. She said, oh my God, it's so hard, Mr. Gunner. So you know, I asked her. I said, you get a tutor? Well, then I find out a teacher tell her, I come early. You know, you can come during your planning period. You can come all in. And I said, well, have you done those things? Well, no. What did I tell you? I said, you were lazy, didn't I? I said, so see, you don't have a math problem. You have a lazy problem. See, but that's the truth. See, there's no need to me trying to tell her that she really don't know math and, oh, baby, I feel so bad for you. No, the truth is you lazy. You haven't done what you need to do, so I don't want to hear it. Now, that's how you raise a kid. I mean, But I told her if I gave her $1 million, she's going to be broke tomorrow because she don't know how to deal with money because she don't want to deal with math. Man, y'all get me out of here because I'm not right. I'm telling you. Listen, man, let's stop letting these kids just down the vine. I mean, is anybody, I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired.
Say that again,
please. I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired.
Go back one more time.
Stop letting them down the vine. It's great. Okay. Listen, I got to throw this in. Let me tell you what kids really want. I'm going to nail it down for you what kids really want. What kids really want is to know that you love them enough to get up in their butt. That's what they really want to know. They want to know that you really got their back. Now, I'm going to tell you guys a story that had true story. And this was a turning point. You talk about a turning point in my life when I looked at my mother and said, oh, this is a bad woman. Like, this woman right here got me. There's nothing that a woman can't go out and do if he's right, because she got me. I was a senior in high school, Baldwin, Florida. I got called up to the dean of girls' office. Never forget it. Got called up. My mom worked at the cafeteria. I'm walking by the cafeteria. She said, boy, where you going? I said, they called me to the dean of girls' office. She said, for what? I'm like, I don't know. She said, well, I'm going. Now, this little black woman stood about 5'2", probably weighed 110 pounds, soaking wet with rocks in her pockets. But here she was. We get in there. Well, there's a parent and her daughter and the dean of girls. They go into this story about this girl been writing me love letters, which I never got, by the way. The mom is just going on. She done lost her mind. She can't believe that this girl like this guy and blah, blah. And I'm standing there like, man, I don't even know what y'all talking about. Well, it was crazy. It was back in 1981. It's a big old racist thing over there. She was a white girl. I'm a black guy. She's a cheerleader. I'm a football player. It was nuts. And I'm standing there going, hey, I'm just whatever. And this woman is just talking. I mean, she is fired up. My mother never said a word. She just stood right there. And she took her hand and she put it right on mine, just like this. Right. She just stood right there. And this woman was, I'm telling you, she's going to take her out of school. She's going to send her to another school. It was nuts. And when she finally stopped, you know what my mother said? She walked right up to this woman, and I'm telling you, she almost put her nose on top of this woman's nose.
Just a second, let me be 5 feet.
Yeah, you be. She got right there, and here's what she said. You better tie your heifer, because my bull is running loose. Hey, now I'm telling you right now. And then she said, boy, go on back to class. Now let me tell you something. When you get a woman that'll stand up and do that, let me tell you something.
Yes, sir.
That's what kids want. So I knew for a fact that if Armin was right, if I was getting it done, that little woman right there, she run through a brick wall. There's no need for us to be losing kids.
All right, so let's do this. This is incredible. And by the way, we pray together, but we don't practice what we're going to do. We trust God's Spirit to do exactly what he wants to do. I need all the adults to stand, and I want you to find a teenager or a child or a baby and walk up. I didn't call the teenagers babies, and go tell them, we'll never let you die on the vine, or I will be there for you. Ready? Go. Mix it up. Go. Get these young people.
Because that's what they want right there.
Come on. Come on. Come on. We're real close to being done. Not yet. Find a young person. Find a young person. Find a child. Find someone.
You know I got you, baby. I got you.
That's what I'm talking about.
I ain't
going
to never let you down the vine. I got you, man.
That's what I'm talking about right here, folks. That's what I'm talking about.
That's what I'm talking about.
There's one right there.
Hey, each one teach one. I'm telling you, the best of us help the rest of us. That's what I'm talking about.
Yep. Yep. Yes,
because we're not alone. You let them know those babies are not alone.
Good job right there. Good.
That's good stuff.
Awesome. And see, what we're doing is we're giving ourselves away. We're giving ourselves away to our next generation. And you actually feel better because you have given yourself. away. And it's the sign and the heart of Jesus Christ to give himself away. We're coming down the stretch. I want to cover just two other things because we want our young people. By the way, this is not a silo. This is not a silo.
No.
So we're not talking about just our young people that are in here. We are not building a silo. We are wanting to go out into the community and allow young people to know you can get off that wrong highway, or an adult or someone who's struggling. So let me read a scripture for you. This is one of the attributes you can look for if you're wanting to know who's on the wrong highway. And by the way, go ahead and just throw this out of your mind. This is not leveling judgment against people. You're rescuing the perishing. You're caring for the dying. Listen to God's word. Here's an attribute we'll touch on just briefly, and then we're coming down the stretch, and we're going to close with a video. Let me say this. If this does not touch you, you're not even close to his kingdom. If this message this morning does not touch you, you're nowhere near his kingdom. Nowhere near his kingdom. You can be inundated with a local church. Don't forget now, I'm still a minister of the gospel, though we're doing a teaching kind of thing this morning. Scribes, Pharisees, and elders were at the cross mocking Jesus.
Yes.
I didn't used to be kingdom-oriented. I am. Thank God for men that came into my life to teach me it's much more than just a church. It's the kingdom of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm going to the highways and the byways, and I'm going to do everything I can to find young people and adults who want to come out of being on the wrong road. Here we go. Ready? Ephesians chapter 4, verse 31 and 32. Listen, this is an attribute of a person on the wrong way and on the wrong road. Don't care what Siri says. Let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, slander be put away from you along with all malice. When you see those kind of attributes in the life of a person, that's a person on the wrong way, on the wrong highway. Can you imagine going down 19 the wrong way? That's a head-on collision. I'm encouraging you this morning to really look and see, is it toxic? My thoughts, are they toxic? My words, are they toxic? My actions, are they toxic? What's happening to people around me? Are they being influenced? I want to tag this as we come down the stretch, and then Alma, we're going to talk about access to eternal life or eternal separation. I want to share this with you real quick as we come down the stretch. Years ago, the Tyson family were a part of the ministry. Corey Tyson played on the 97 team that won the state championship here. I thought that he and I had kind of gone our own way because he went back to Wisconsin. And I thought I'd lost contact with Corey. Corey has been texting me over the last 2 weeks. Corey was one of the Marines that was in the Philippines that was involved in saving the lives of missionaries. Corey Tyson, our Corey Tyson. But Corey Tyson hit the skids and began to contemplate suicide as a Marine after serving our country. Our country needed Corey, but then when Corey needed the country, couldn't find it.
Yeah.
So he's been texting me back and forth, and he said, Coach, I want to tell you two things that has resonated in my heart. We're going to talk about access because you know where we're coming down the stretch. Mm-hmm. We're real close, folks. He said, years and years ago at the Half Shell building, you said to me, suicide is a permanent solution for a temporary problem. I didn't even really remember that I had said that to him way back in the 90s. But then the second thing he said to me was this. He said, the thing that brought me out was that you had told me, as one of my mentors, didn't even know I really was, he said, you told me God was going to use me as a warrior. Warriors do not stay on the wrong side of the road or on the wrong highway. Everybody in this room this morning has access to eternal life or eternal separation. The call is yours. God's made his call. Now you get to make a decision. What do I want to do with this? I'm trusting, and I'm sure Almond, who's driven 2.5 hours and he's got to turn around and drive back, he's trusting the same thing, that we're going to walk out of here with energy, effort, and enthusiasm, and we're going to make a difference in the lives of young people. Once again, remember what he shared in regards to what's happening with our young people. I'm working on, and this is maybe where you can tie in, I'm working in the month of September on a bullying program for all of our schools in our district. And I'm hearing reports of what's already begun in our schools with bullying. And I've been pulling up some videos, and I've been watching the videos. And one time I had to actually stand up in the office and turn and look out the window, because my heart just began to break as I saw what's going on with young people and how we really are impressed and enjoy seeing other people made fun of, belittled, and slammed verbally to the floor. I want to tell you, I believe God has set before us, Almond, an open door, that we're going to be able to touch the lives, not just in Levy County, not in the state, but to the nation, because the needs are so great. Anything you want to share about access and what's available to everybody in this room, regardless of their age or status?
I think that if we all would just know that the greatest access we will ever need and have is love. I mean, I really think that that's what's missing. People don't understand what their value is. When you lose your value as an individual, trust me, you lose your voice.
Say it again.
When you lose your value, you lose your voice. The world will kill you and say that you liked it. So don't lose your voice. And the only way to do that is you got to know your value. You got to understand that the only thing that's going to change where we are and what's going on is love. You're going to have to love something more than yourself. You're going to have to build a bridge that you're not going to cross. You're going to have to be a servant. I hate to tell you. I keep telling people, man, I'm so glad that Jesus wasn't like, you know what, I'm good, man. I'm good. He my dad. I'm already in, so I'm not dying for him because they're not right. I'm so glad that he was like, you know what, I'm not building a bridge. Why do I need to build a bridge for them? I'm so glad he was like, man, you know what, I'm going to hold back on my love. I'm not giving them love. They don't want this love. All I'm asking you to do, man, just think. You can't come in here, you can't listen to these songs, read this scripture, and then walk out the door and not love. That just makes no sense to me. It's like our best friend Dr. Langston used to say, I'm okay if you don't want this. I really am. Because I'm all about giving information, because I think with the right information, you can make the right decisions. Amen. Without information, you can't make good decisions. And I'm okay if you don't want it. And I'm okay if you don't want to do it. But stop fooling yourself. Stop telling yourself you want to. Stop looking in the mirror saying, yeah, no, you don't. No, you don't. Just be honest. I mean, because you be honest, then we can do some stuff if you're honest. But we can't do stuff if you're not honest.
Say that last statement.
We can't do stuff if you're not honest. And you know what it's like? It's not like it's like not understanding the difference between a confidant, a constituent, and a comrade. See, when you're a confidant, that you in full time. See, we confident. I'm in. I'm all the way in. No matter what he's doing, baby, I'm doing it. I'm right there, right, wrong, indifferent. I got him because we confidants. Now, some of you're dealing with some constituents that you thought were confidants. Now, a constituent is like scaffolding on a building. It hugs right up to the building. And so you think it's in, but once the building's done, what happens to the scaffolding? It walks away. See, so you go out and you give information to somebody who you think your best friend, and then your best friend get mad at you, and now they telling everybody. See, that's a constituent. That ain't a confidant. See, and now you mad. And then you got those comrades. The comrades, they don't like you. They just don't like what you don't like. You know what that's like? It's like going to an Ohio State Buckeye game. So you in there with 100,000 people, everybody wearing Buckeye shirt, and they all about, and they hate the team they're playing, right? They don't like them. But that don't mean they like you. It's just that I don't like who we playing.
And then they walk out of the stadium, and you could be wearing a Buckeye shirt. I'm wearing a Buckeye shirt. Man, I won't even look at you. Well, see, that's a comrade. That's the problem. You got to put some confidence in your life.
Let me add right there. Come on. Get ready, Joshua. Let me add right there. All three were at the cross.
Yes, sir.
All three were at
yes,
the cross.
Yes, sir.
So I want to read to you what he just gave concerning Jesus building a bridge. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Look at your inner circle, young people, adults, look at your inner circle and clarify for yourself where those seas really rest.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then do your very best to help others to stay off the wrong highway. We're going to take just a moment so you can see how devastating it is for individuals to walk out of this world without Jesus Christ. I've asked Joshua to pay real close attention to me so that when I want this song stopped, it will stop. But I want you to listen this morning to a song by AC/DC. Oh, don't make fun of the year, because the power is still there in the destructive forces that the enemy is using in the lives of our young people. But AC/DC sang a song entitled, I'm on the Highway to Hell. On every campus across this nation, there are young people that are crashing, collapsing, because they don't have enough of the first C. So Joshua, I want you to watch real close. We're at the finish line of the message. And again, I'm going to say to you, if this does not grip your heart, you're a long way from the kingdom. Because Jesus said, suffer the children to come unto me. That means, Dennis Weber, go get them before you come home. Don't be concerned about what people are going to say and what they're going to do. You go after those young people.
Oh, yeah.
You go after those broken marriages. You go after those individuals who are staggering on the highway. You go get them and bring them to me.
Yep.
Listen closely. AC/DC, I'm on the highway to hell. And that doesn't stir your heart at all. Let me help you out right here. If you walk out of here going, my God, I cannot believe he had Foreigner and AC/DC in the house of the Lord, you are a religious person.
It means that you only know one story.
Could see hell, how many of your heads would be bobbing? That's an anointed song right there. It's got hell all over it. If you could see the anguish and the torment that's going on in hell right now, you would look at that and say, how foolish. The rich man in hell lifted up his eyes and he prayed. And he said, if nothing else, go tell my family I bet he's not down there bopping and getting it on. He's screaming, go tell my family. This isn't where they need to be. I'm not looking for anyone here this morning that may not know Christ. I'm just wondering if your heart's troubled enough to where you go, oh God, I got to go tell my family. I got to go live at a higher level. Maybe you're not real good at verbalizing your faith, but maybe you will walk out of here going, I'm going to live at a higher level, because there's people on their way to hell right now. I was so troubled, Almond, when you told me about those two athletes who are preparing to go on to college, and one is so drunk, he has a car accident, and the other one is so overridden with guilt, he commits suicide. You mean to tell me they're somewhere this morning? They're in eternity right now. I don't care. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Come to church and don't care. That's called silo. I am not going to live in a silo. I'm going to go to the highways and the byways. I'm going to call everybody that I can. I'm asking this morning. You've been very respectful and very attentive. Begin praying with me. Lord, show me those who are on the wrong highway. And then let me pray. Let me serve them. Let me show. Let me model. Let me do. I don't need to go running up to them and sprinting and saying, you're on your way to hell. No. I'm not talking about any of that. And students that have had me in school, you know I don't do that on the campus. I've never done any of that. The greatest joy I've ever had as a minister of the gospel is to have kids come up to me and say, I didn't even know you were a pastor. Well, that sounds good to me, because a lot of people didn't know that Jesus was God. And that was God in the flesh. I don't want kids to know that I'm a pastor. I don't need those labels. I don't need any of that stuff. I'm troubled this morning as a servant of the Lord. Because we got young people on the wrong highway. And if we're not weeping on the front end, why are you crying when they die? Shall we pray?
Thanks for tuning in to this edition of Forward Church Online. At Forward, we believe that God speaks to each one of us individually, directing our lives and giving us focus. It is our desire that you would experience Christ and pursue His purpose for your life. One of the easiest ways to draw close to God is by connecting with the local church. Get started today by visiting myforwardchurch.org to find out all the ways that you can give, serve, and grow.